sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther and Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther and for Simcha ben Nechagitl. The Mishnah says famously in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Aleph Mishnah Beis, that the world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim. The Maral and his parish, Derech Chaim, page Kufayin Tes in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, explains that these three pillars are connected, the three major averis. The Maral says that all averis in the Torah, Yavor Val Yaharet, one should rather transgress them rather than die. Except for Avodah Zarah, Gil HaRayos, and Shfichus Dam, where one should rather die rather than transgress. Because the Chacham gave a svara for Shfichus Dam, and my chaz is the Dam Adidach, so Mitzvah says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder, so if someone's given the choice either to kill his fellow or to die himself, he has to die himself, because who says that he's greater than his friend? Maybe his friend is greater than him. But for Gil HaRayos, no reason was given. It's just derived from a pasuk that we compare Narim Urasa to Rotsech, just like a Rotsech is Yarog Val Yavor, so too Gilai Arayas of a Narim Urasa. And we also learn a Pasuk about Avodah Zarah, Yarog Val Yavor, V'haf Tashem L'kech V'chol Avav, V'chol Nafsh, V'chol Motecha, even have to give up your life, rather than be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So, the Gemara didn't give a reason, the Gemara just gave a Pasuk for those two. These three averis correspond to the three things upon which the world stands. Ki ein safek, ki avodah zarah hefech avodah, she'el Hashem yisbarach. Avodah zarah is the opposite of avodah, because the tachlis of avodas hakarbanos is to show achdus Hashem, like the Maral says elsewhere. And when one is in the nesiv avodah, you bring a karban to show that he's the only God. As Rav Harbin brings in the footnote over here, you can look at the, see in the footnote yourself. And that is Shehi El Hashem Yisbarach. So that Avodah Zarah, so that Avodah is El Hashem Yisbarach, and the opposite of Avodah is Avodah Zarah. Shfichus Damim is Hefech Gemilus Chasadim, Kizem Meitiv La'acher, Vosel Lodobar, Shein Tzarech La'asos, Veshfichus Damim, Me'abdo Legamre. The opposite of Gemilus Chasadim is Shfichus Damim, because the Shofech Damim destroys the person, and Gomel Chesed gives the person what he doesn't even need. It's the exact opposite. One, he destroys him, and one, he adds on to him. He gives him what he doesn't even need. He's kind to him. Shofechus Damim, he's extremely cruel to him. Ruins him. Gilei Arayos is the opposite of Torah. Ki Kvar Biyarnu L'mala. As we already explained earlier, Ki Mala Satara Shi Asechel Nivdol Menachom L'gamre Vein Dover. So the ma'ala of Torah is that it's a seichel nivdal. It's separate from chomri, it's separate from what's material. And there's nothing that to separate a person from chomri, from the physical, only through the Torah sichlis. And for this we don't need any proofs. That the Maral said it's self-evident, it's pashut, that nothing separates us from the chomri like the Torah sichlis. In the footnote, the Maral brings the Gemara that the Torah is, heals you from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the most chomri, and it's the Torah that's able to defeat the Yetzer Hara. So Torah is connected Gilei Arayos, which is this very chomri act. Shaholich achar znus haguf shu Gilei Arayos. The Torah, which is the most spiritual thing, is the opposite of Znus, which is Arayas, which is the most physical thing. This is Znus that's said about Avodah Zarah, V'zana Achorei Elohei Nechar Haaretz, and there's Znus about Arayas, U'bas Yishkoin Ki Tzach El Iznos. Rashi Shoftim says, Koloshen Znus Enu Eloshen Yotzeis Nafkes Bura Yotzeis Mibayel Leo V'sacherim. That's a lashon of znus. She went away. She veered. So the opposite of that, the opposite of Gilei Arayos, of this revealed, of this act of pure physicality, of revealing the body and doing what one shouldn't do, is Torah. B'chena Rizal, ki maisis nusa maisa behema, maisis nusa is animalistic, sechas sota, it says, why is a carbon of a sota maichel behema? Saorim, because the Torah said she did a maisa behema, and therefore the carbon is going to be saorim barley, which is a maichel behema. And we don't need a raya for this also, says the Heilige Maharal, that Arayas is a Maisa Behemi. In many cases, you can look at footnote 415, he talks about why Taivas Arayas is a Maisa Gufni Chomri. He says in Gevurah Hashem, Yidua ki nimshach hachaznus and nimshach hachachomer Maisa Behema. And therefore the Torah says, Karban is Saorim, she did a Maisa Behema, so she brings a carbon of a Maisa Behema. He says in the Gevurah Hashem, Torah says Karban Saorim, same idea. So you can look there in the footnote for more sources. It's amazing how Rav Hartman has such a mastery of the Maharal everywhere. The Aram Ruzal Kisiste Lamanamar Lamit Shem Inafim Inafim Achi Yikonis Ben Ruch Shtus. So when it says there's a Shtus, there's this Kisiste. Being sota, being going off the sota and shtus is the same shara, shin tof hey, shin tes hey. And the shin and the sin are interchangeable. Tiste, tishte. So this sota is a ruach shtus. And that's why people are manayif, it's mamishtus. People lose their families because they're manayif. Is it worth it? They lose their wives, they lose their children, they lose their house because they're manayif. Ruach shtus. Lose their olam haba, their olam hazeh. And that's what a behema is. When you act like when a person gets a behemius in his head, then he does this stupid thing and he's megal arayis. In the Nesiva Tshuva he writes, Yeshchote shuchomet ala taibim iznus v'shar taibis v'zeo sh'amri te'avu pesi she'enim shachachar secharachachar guf. Somebody goes after this guf. He's pashat a pesi. He's going after the guf. He gets this Ruach Shtus, and then when he comes after the Ruach Shtus, then he becomes even more Gashmi. So Torah is the most spiritual, and Znus is the most physical. So we have Gila Arayas is connected Torah, Shvichus Domim is connected Mils Chasodim, and Avodah Zara is connected Avoda. So we have Torah voting Mils Chasodim. And the major three averus. Ilfikach be'elu roi she'enerag v'lo yavur. K'mo shekem shekiyum ha'adam al yidei shalosh ha'dvarim ha'shnoyim kan shaladei shalosh ha'dvarim olam omeid. It makes a lot of sense that for these three we die, because the world stands on these three things. In other words, the world stands on the opposite of gil ha'ra'a shfichas damar v'lazara, and if one is osek in them chas ha'shalom, he's pashi destroying the world. U'behefach shalem ein lada mitzius klal. A person doesn't have a mitzius if he goes after the opposite of them. Destroys himself. And what the pillar of the world? Vim yirtze lav or val yaharig. And if a person wants to be over and not die, it's like he has no mitzias because he was over on these terrible averus. Better die with his zchus than die chayiv. So better die than be over on these averus. If he's the opposite of good, it's like he has no mitzias. He writes the Nesiv Alosh and the Befrat Amrinam. He becomes nothing. Every sin is a lacking of man. What's the point of being over in these averis to be alive? After he's over in these averis, he's not alive anymore. These are his heyader. This makes him not be alive anymore. He's ma'abed himself. Kilubatul v'neva, the Maharal says. V'afal b'gav shu ba'oynes. Even though he's honest, still, since he's lost in the Metzius, you can't say v'chai b'hem v'lo shemus kem. This is death. There's no Metzius, there's no life. What do you mean? Save one's life to do these averis. If he does his averis, he's dead. Even though he's honest. Why is he honest? Because he was forced to be over. He wasn't doing it with his free will. And we know that honest Rachman Apatre. So the Chor, the Mashmos of the Maharal, is that even though the mitzvah is laharik v'laharik v'lo lavor, if he is over and not nerag, then he's pashut, he's pater min onesh because of his onus. Otherwise, what's the chiddush when the Maharal says v'af agav shuanus? What's the Maharal teaching us when he's telling us he's honest? Teaching us that he's going to be pater from onish. And this is Keshitas HaRambam, famous Keshitas HaRambam in Sanhedrin Perek Chaf Halacha Beis Hilchos Yisod Yatar Perek Halacha Dalid Nigeres Hashmad Tosis Rashba Ritva, that if one is over on the three Averis that are Yoharig Val Yavor, he's not punished. Why isn't he punished? Because he was onus. However, in the Chedushei Aran, Sanhedrin 61b, he writes the name of Rabbeinu David that he's taka chayev misa. If they were masre, and he knew that he wasn't allowed to be over this avera, and he did it anyway, then he's punished. What's interesting is that the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh writes lo kashitas HaRambam. He writes like the Shita of Rabbeinu David. It says there, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzer Lo. Rashi says, Vayira Shema Yeharig. Vayetzer Lo Im Yarog Hu Esacherim. He was afraid and he was in great pain. He was afraid because he might be killed. And he had pain because he might have to kill others. The Gur Aryeh writes, the Maharal writes, V'lo Yadati Lama Nokat Shema Yarog Acherim. What do you mean Shema Yarog Acherim? Shema Yarog Esav. His fear was that he was going to have to kill Esav. Ein lo mer shayim misyarei shem yarog es acherim. Dehainu osin shehivimo Esav imo. Or maybe the acherim is the people Esav brought with him. Ve'afagav debo lahargo ve'armin rabo lahargo chahashkim lahargo. And even though they came to kill him, and we say if somebody comes to kill you, you kill him first. Shaini hacha danusim hayu. But here, they were honest. The Esa v'chriach osim lavo ima. Esa forced them to come along. Ze lo yitachin da amrinan b'perakol shah, t'kol avera shibetori, yaravor v'al yaharig, chutz mi avor dezara gila rayitz v'shichus dam, yaharig v'al yavor. Shimomru haroges poni arog oscha, yaharig v'al yavor. For amina time of the milsa, my chazid is sama the dama didach sumik tfei, dama dama dehai dehai sumik tfei. V'imkein lo shayich lomar de Esa v'chriach osim v'al korcham. So these fellas who came along with Esav, you can't say that they are anusim. Why are they not anusim? Because they should have been killed. So the Maharal explains that when there's a din of Yaharik Val Yavor, there's no Ptur of onus. And it's not considered onus because the person should have been killed. So the question that Maharal is bothered by is, what's his problem that he has to kill them and that they deserve it? And you can't say that they're onus because there is no such thing as onus. There's no ptur of onus because they should be killed first. Then the Maharal goes on to say that maybe they weren't actually coming to kill and Yaakov would kill them anyway. That was what he was afraid of. Akapana, what do you see here from the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh? You see that this din of of somebody whose nan has to be over on the Gimel Averis, it's not considered onus and he's held liable. Soter writes the Rivash in Simon Shin Pei Zayin, as we see in the footnote here in the Maharal. this limud from Nara Murasa, that onus is pater, is only if the onus is bekfiya biyad chazaka. One can't save himself from the avera, even if one wants to die, rather than the woman wants to die, rather than be over on Gilei Arayis, or a guy wants to die rather than be over on Gilei Arayis. So if he's forced, so then it's not his fault and there's nothing he can do. He's pater, she's pater. Anybody who's forced in the Arayis, it's going to be pater. But when a person can give himself over for death, that's not considered onus. That's what the Rivosh says. It says v'chai behem, to save yourself from isurim. But here, where there's no heter, the person can die. Then he has to die. If he doesn't, he's not considered onus. Because v'chai behem is only a din in all the other averus, not these three. And that's also the Gur Aryeh, because the Gur Aryeh says that if one is forced to be over on the major three averus, and he's over, but he could have saved himself by dying, then he's not considered onus. So how does that square with what the Maharal says over here? He seems to say in the Derech Chaim that if you're onus, then you're pater. Even in the major three averus, that's what he says here. V'afagav shuanus. When he does these three averus, even though he's onus, he should still die. What's the chiddush, even though he's onus? That if he does it, he's a din onus. He's off the hook. So in order to answer this question, Rav Hartman in the footnote says, V'nira shedvarav kan. What he says over here, V'afagav shiwanis, Ayri b'terim nikba din shel Yahar Gval Yavor. This is before the din of Yahar Gval Yavor. Shel ze gufan adonam, adu adinim shel Yahar Gval Yavor. Why should he die first? He's honest. So that's what he means. It means that he's honest, and therefore he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't be held liable. But then he says, no, even though he's honest, since this is notam in a metzius legamre, like he writes, this makes him dead. This avera makes him dead. There's no heter of a chaybahem. Once there's no heter of a chaybahem, then we come on to the din that the Maharal says in the Gur Aryeh, that if he does it, he's not considered onus anymore. He's the only onus considered onus before we come on to the din of that he can't use the excuse of onus. You can say he's onus, that's the discussion. Then we say, yeah, but it doesn't help, because this completely takes away his mitzvah, so he has no excuse for onus. And a male of the din is going to be, like he says in the Gur Aryeh, that if he doesn't die, then he is culpable, and he has no excuses. So these averas, these are heder. This makes a person into nothing. There's no chai chis, there's no v'chai behem. He's not going to be alive anymore. Because since there's no chis, the meila, there's no their aser. Since, like he writes in the Bergola, Kia erva asur b'shil shu toei v'chamura, since it's so abominable, therefore it's us. These averas make a person have no mitzias. And he goes on, he talks about how these three averas are connected to chetei dor amabul, but maybe that will be hopefully for another shir. We have a lot of maral to do. Baruch Hashem, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach of the financial means. And we should be zocha lilmod v'lamed lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol divrei samot v'rasim v'hava, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.